Now, car insurance, it's always going up. Car insurance accelerates apparently by £62 a year for Northern Ireland drivers. That's an average, of course. The average cost of car insurance in Northern Ireland rises by 7% on year. And indeed, average UK premiums are set to break £900 by the end of this year. So research has been done. Let me speak to Amanda Stretton, who's the motoring editor at Confused.com. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning to you.
Is there any way to stop the prices going up in car insurance? Because they seem to be forever going the wrong way.
Well, there are, but you're right. There's three main reasons why car insurance has been going up. Two of which are totally out of the driver's control, this being the change to insurance premium tax and changes to the Ogden rate. Now, these are government-applied rates that are applicable onto your insurance premium. But the main reason why insurance premiums are going up is because the cost of repair to cars is just getting higher. Cars are more technical, therefore the cost of repair is that much higher as well. So if you were to drive older cars that are cheaper to repair, that's probably the only way you're actually going to start seeing decreases in your insurance.
So it's very difficult to budget and hope that maybe the price of the insurance is going to come down.
Well, it is, although we're really confident that actually if you do shop around and take a look at the Confused.com website, we will actually be able to beat your car insurance renewal price, or we will give you the same price plus a pound. So we are sure that we can actually reduce your costs. Costs are going up across the board, whether it be fuel that's going up, and that's edging up week on week, as we can see as well. We know that it's getting increasingly hard for drivers to actually budget their motoring expenses, so this doesn't come as great news, but there is a way that you can actually make it go down.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't trust getting a whole series of websites, one competing against the other, or indeed one website bringing a whole lot of competing companies against each other, because if you say, right, I'm not having this, but I'm going to have this, you then discover whenever you have a crash that, oh, but you didn't take what you needed to take. It wasn't the small print. This is what worries people.
No, that's a really interesting point. Now, new legislation has come in the last year or so, also saying that when your insurance premium comes through the post, they must show you your previous premium alongside your new premium. The consumer is now armed with as much information as they possibly can have. And, of course, there's no saying that the policy that they had the first time is going to be a policy that pays out in all eventualities as well, because, of course, they haven't made a claim. What we would say is if you go to the website, you put your details in and you get your quotes, the quotes are listed in price order. You can then quite easily scroll down and you can see some of the benefits that each policy will actually offer, and you can see if some of these things that are important to you are not listed. Of course, there's nothing stopping you actually delving further into it and actually really looking into what the policy and some of the fine print will say. What we're offering you is a quick and convenient way of actually looking at the prices, and that way you're going to get the best deal. And if you really want to look at more specific detail, the detail is there for you to look at.
And the main reason that the prices are going up, you touched on some of them, but is it the claims culture? Is it the taxes? Is it the fact that it's just more expensive for these companies that sell insurance, more difficult for these companies that sell insurance to meet the requirements of their shareholders? It just seems to be getting more and more expensive, especially for the younger driver.
Well, the young driver, as you say, they really are bearing the brunt, because it's just going up and up for them. And the average premium is £2,000 for young drivers, which in many cases is just prohibitive. People can't afford this. But you're right. I mean, essentially, it comes down to these three factors. The cost of repair for the cars that we're driving, these new cars, which are, we look at the cars. There are figures out from the SMMT today, actually, about just how technology-laden our cars are becoming, more so than ever before. That's obviously no surprise. But, of course, with that comes the added cost of repair if we have a claim. So this is the biggest factor really contributing to why insurance premiums are going up. But then we have these other things that the consumers don't see. This insurance premium tax, which is essentially a VAT on your premium, that doubled in the last couple of years. So that made a sizable difference to people's premiums. And then there's this Ogden rate. Now, this is a really complicated rate that is applied to premiums, and it's how insurers pay out in the event of big claims, really life-adjusting claims. But of course, there were changes to this in February last year. All the insurers jumped, altering premiums accordingly, expecting that they were going to have very large payouts. We've seen a slight decrease in, the government have made noises about perhaps revisiting this and decreasing this rate. So this is going to explain why premiums have actually dropped in the last couple of months. However, as you say, over the last year, they've gone up 7% in Northern Ireland and 8% nationally.
Are people still claiming for whiplash when they don't really need to claim for it? Is that a problem?
Well, it's unquestionably a problem, and we know that these whiplash claims are being addressed. I mean, we're just an aggregator. We're not actually an insurance company, so we can't comment on these claims. But it is a problem, and I mean, I'm sure like everybody listening, I as well have had numerous phone calls from these companies saying that I've been involved in a crash, do I want to claim for whiplash? There's definitely a rise in that, and I'm very glad that it's being addressed.
And I suppose you can't comment on insurance companies being accused by those who pay, indeed, for insurance of encouraging people to claim as much as possible off other insurance companies, therefore driving up the premium.
Totally, yep. I mean, as I say, we actually are not involved in the insurance process itself. Once the driver has taken out that policy, that is between them and the insurance company.
It is becoming more and more expensive. But there's Confused.com and there's all your rivals as well.
Indeed.
So people can go on and peruse to their heart's content.
I'm not sure anybody else is guaranteeing to beat a car insurance renewal price, though.
I love the way you have faith in your own. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There are many alternatives. As a matter of fact, we're spoilt for choice. Or as I said before on this programme, do you prefer to see the whites of the eye of the guy you went to school with and go in and buy the insurance off him or her? Maybe it's the most expensive way. But for some reason, I believe in my old-fashioned heart that if something happened to my car, I'd have a better chance of getting a payout than going online and saying, sorry to tell you guys somewhere, wherever you're based, that I have damaged my car. Would you please now repay me? And you get all these refusal letters back. I don't know. Maybe you just get, no problem. We'll send out an assessor and we'll pay you your money. Is it an old-fashioned attitude not to have much faith in an internet system? And you like to see the broker. You like to say, whoa, got the old car damaged now. What are you going to be able to get me? And maybe he won't pay out either. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning.